Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Kristen Van Nest, who you'll find on Medium.com and on Instagram and Twitter at Kristen Van Nest. And here is what to do when your online dating troll sits next to you on a 13-hour flight. First step, order a glass of wine. I was boarding a 13-hour flight back to Shanghai, where I was living and working at the time, and all I wanted to do was put my headphones on, drink a glass of wine, and pass out with my mouth open. As I headed back to my seat, the man next to me looked familiar, but I wasn't sure from where. His muscular arms were undermined by flat lips. He looked like he lived solely off of crunchy stale toast while angrily muttering about the weather. How do I know this man? I thought to myself. As he opened his laptop, I recognized the little circular profile picture on the login screen, a version of him with a blue background and arms crossed in front to accentuate his muscles. A few months earlier, he had messaged me on an online dating site. I checked out his profile and seen he was from Hangzhou, China, which is kind of the Greenwich to New York. Considering how far away this city was, I didn't respond. Let's just say he didn't take this well. Don't flatter yourself, you're not that pretty anyway, he wrote in response to my non-response. Reading this, I was fuming. How dare he write that to a woman on the internet? What was wrong with him? Had he ever screamed this at someone in person? Did he actually feel better after sending this message? And now I was trapped 30,000 feet in the air next to this gutter filth for a 13-hour flight. Did he recognize me? We started chatting, and he told me about his job and how he'd ended up in China. During his teen years, he'd moved from a rural town in the Midwest to Thailand to learn Thai boxing. Now he was a professional Thai boxer and made thousands of dollars a night competing in Shanghai as one of the few foreigners trained in the form. Great, I thought to myself. A professional boxer with anger management issues. On top of boxing, he was self-employed, traveling all over China, finding the lowest price for hospital garments, and then bulk selling them to hospitals in the U.S. He was a good-looking guy, a self-starter with an interesting background. This would have piqued my interest if I didn't already know from his online behavior that I hated him. I envisioned the flight experience I could have had, immediately passing out, eyes closed, maybe a little bit of drool coming from one side of my mouth. But that was a complete fantasy now. I was in the thick of it. He offered me headphones to watch a movie together on his laptop. I accepted, curious to learn more about my internet troll. If not for his nasty comment online, this could have been a romantic meet-cute. We watched Blade Runner. I, with only the right headphone in, leaning into him, he with only his left headphone. But instead, I played along, trying to determine if anything could stop me from hating this man. While watching the movie, my mind raced. He seems so normal in person, even, dare I say it, nice. What sparked his rage when communicating online? The headphone cord swung lightly with the movement of the plane, connecting the two of us. As the flight continued, he complained about dating in China, how everyone's an expat, on contracts to have fun and work there for only 2 to 3 years, which bleeds over into most foreigners not really looking for a serious relationship. I agreed, having had a similar experience, but on my side, I didn't treat people like trash. He offered to buy me a glass of wine from the stewardess, similar to if we were on a first date. I graciously accepted. I had earned that glass of wine for the universe putting me in this predicament. As he perused through books on his iPad, I saw some of them were dating self-help books. I might also suggest some literature on deep breathing exercises and self-love for monsters. As the flight landed, he said what a pleasant time he'd had, and we exchanged contact info. You wouldn't believe who was on my flight. I texted my friends angrily once I was safely off the flight. We created a plan. Should he message me to go on a date, I would go and casually mention how terrible online dating is. This horrible man wrote me a message about how not beautiful I was. In a public place on terra firma, I could speak my piece unfettered. Unfortunately, he never texted me again, so I couldn't play out my revenge. Or maybe this was the ultimate revenge. His light flirtation gave me the feeling that he had also remembered who I was. Was he still mad at me? Was my facade that I didn't hate him with the venom of 1,000 snakes making him regret his angry message to me? Regardless, I got to meet my internet troll and see him as a human being, even if a deeply flawed one. Maybe seeing me in person made him realize people online are real people. You shouldn't write them angry messages. Or he got off the plane and sighed with relief, believing he dodged a bullet by not going on a date with me all those months ago. Perhaps this final act was his ultimate revenge, ghosting the ghost. And maybe, in a way, I did deserve it. I guess sending him an explanation would have saved him from making up his own and retaliating, much like I'm doing now. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.